This is The Playbook.
The question is, what does coherence mean? And I used to talk about adherence, and it's actually adherence creates interference. And coherence has two capabilities that are a predecessor to habit forms. And, you know, dealing with addicts, for example, it doesn't matter what program an addict is in if they don't have coherence, if they don't want that change. The coherence is the key to all habits. And that's why, you know, I use our 14-day gratitude challenge, not just to teach the most powerful habit in the world, gratitude. And I promise you, once again, I know I've said this a million times, if you can say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, for 14 straight days, 30 straight days, or for the rest of your life will change dramatically. It's free to say thank you. It takes 0.1 seconds. It's proven through physics, metaphysics, and quantum physics, and every great thought leader in the world in history have only relied upon gratitude as the attitude of success. But it is worthless unless you have coherence. And the two capabilities of coherence that will change all of your habit. In fact, I call coherence the habit machine. And in that habit machine of coherence, working with the universe, is one, remembering, recollecting, and reminding what you want and actually doing it, taking action. Those two simple steps, the predecessor to all habit forms, is the most powerful verb, is the most powerful habit of all. I call it the habit machine, the habit of all habits. Before even gratitude, you cannot utilize gratitude, the 0.1 seconds in free, best usage of your man-made constructive time today, unless you have coherence. Coherence is the ability to remember, remind, and recollect what you want and to do it, to take action. If you can think about coherence every day and think about what you are plugging and playing into coherence, you will be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful. You will enjoy the aggregate compounding of behaviors that cause exponential acceleration, and you will go beyond. You will be protected and promoted beyond what you think you want, and even to a better place, a better position, or a better situation. Coherence is the habit machine. Coherence, the predecessor to habits. Coherence is the engine that makes your habits roar. Use coherence, remind, remember, and recollect what you want, and take action in a trajectory towards that which you think you want, and be prepared for better. All right, Jakey Bakey, let's bring up somebody live and see what other extraordinary questions we get.
Perfect. Yeah, let's bring up Khalil. Khalil sells cars. If you can please unmute yourself and ask David your question today. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Oh, my goodness. Dave, you changed my life, buddy. I appreciate you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you, Jake. You know, I tell you one thing. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to speak. Grateful for Glenn that created this Breakfast of Champion. And everybody on the stage, Amelia, and everybody that I'm learning from every single day. Oh, my goodness. Dave, I want to tell you, I listen to your podcast every single day almost. I'm learning a lot. And yes, being grateful. And being started with thank you changed my life all the way around. One thing I want to ask you here, how can I keep myself going? How can I keep that fuel, that shot of B12 going? That little shot that keeps me going is not the 5 hours energy drink, but the brain juice to keep me going out there and keep my attitude going like you are, Dave, in my life. So I'm grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you, Jake, for being up here. Thank you.
Awesome. So what we want to keep going, we want to keep our hands going, our back going with that, you know, hard work or whatever diligence that you call it, but we want to keep the head and the heart going as well. And I think you need to shift the paradigm. The biggest change in my life is a faithful change number one, a perspective of there's something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source. An omnipresent source that loves me more than my mom, that's constantly protecting me and promoting me. Yes, indicating to me I got better places and better people, better ideas and better situations ahead of me, by showing me mistakes, failures, setbacks, dummy tax, which is a theme for today, and even pain, but presenting that as an indicator of the better place, the better position, situation, event, people, and ideas that I have in front of me. And in order to do that, we, number one, need to have faith, or the majority of time have faith, that there's something bigger than us that loves us more than our mom. But we have to shift a paradigm. You talk about how can I keep that inspiration, Dave? See, motivation is a fear-based emotion. It's necessary. It will save your life. If you look off an end of a 200-foot cliff and you're about to jump, your ego is going to save your life. It's going to say, don't jump. You're going to die, right? It's going to allow you to feed yourself. It's going to allow you to fight for what you want. It's going to allow you to run away from what danger appears. It's going to allow you to procreate and allow you to sustain a legacy by passing on your energy. This is what the ego is going to allow, but that's just a micro minute of your life. When you need to get up and get started, to get back started and get back up, but it ain't going to get you there, Khalil. It's not going to get you there. What's going to get you there is inspiration. And what we need to do is not only determine the distinction of motivation and inspiration, but we got to figure out what? Instead of trying to get more energy, realize you already have the energy. I am the all-powerful, all-knowing, omniscient, omnipresent. I am connected to and through this. There is something greater than me that loves me more than my mom. I already am and have and possess enough power in my pinky to light up all of Manhattan, as my friend Bob Proctor, rest in peace, used to tell me. What we need to figure out, Khalil, is what are you doing to interfere with it? What are you doing to interfere with the all-powerful, the almighty, the omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent? What am I doing to interfere with it? And I utilize a four-step process. All right, I'm 54 years old and a half, a little bit more, and I have more energy. I have the same energy I had when I was born. But I utilize the omniscient energy, the all-powerful energy, in a much more efficient, effective, and statistically successful way, because I only spend minutes and moments every day interfering with it. And the practice that I'll send to everyone, if you want, the practice is called stop, drop, and roll. Why? Because when you're interfering with the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent source that you're always connected to and through, the same exact source that I'm connected to and through, and everyone else, including Mick Jagger, who utilizes energy better than anyone, and he's like 79 years old. But if you want to do that, you got to realize that when you are interfering with the source of energy, your mind, your body and soul, your hands, your heart, your back and your brain, they're on fire. And everybody knows that when we are on fire, you got to stop, drop, and roll. But before we can stop, drop, and roll, we need to identify that we're on fire. We have to identify that we're interfering. We need to practice before we stop, drop, and roll. We need to practice identifying what it is we're doing to interfere with that power of inspiration, of in spirit, the power of all. And ironically, the same thing that gets you up, gets you back up, gets you started, and gets you back started is the same mechanism, the ego, that edges goodness out of your life, that edges gold out of your life. And so we have to, in both respects, identify the soul-sucking motivation of fear and the ability to motivate ourselves with it. And so we need to practice identifying fear. What to me is identification of fear? It's the needs of that ego that edge gold out of my life or edges goodness out of my life. I'll give you some of them where I've wasted the majority of the first half of my life. The majority of the first half of my life have been wasted by interfering with a need of being separate, being inferior to, being superior of, being anxious or frustrated or angry. I have a need to be offended, a need to feel guilty, a need to be resentful. I have a need to worry. If we could just take the hundreds of people that are here And let's invite some more people on, by the way. Let's invite more people on here. But if we could take an aggregate of the amount of time, energy, emotion, value, and friendships that have in family that have been interfered with or completely destroyed by the need to be worried, whoo, we could feed the whole world so many times over with that amount of energy, effort, activity, time, value, emotion. It's amazing. These needs of the ego, we have to make a practice of identifying it so that then we can practice stop, dropping, rolling, so that instead of spending days, weeks, months, and years interfering with the greatest source of power, the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite source that we possess, we need to identify it so then we can stop, drop, and roll. So practice identifying the needs that are most utilized by you to interfere with your great power. And then once you identify it, now we use a counterintuitive practice of not resisting it, right? Not fighting it, not fleeing from it, not going over it, under it, or through it, not lying to it, manipulating it, cheating it, denying it, blaming it, shaming it, cursing it, nursing it, rehearsing it. Don't do it. It's simple what to do, but very difficult in the same respect. You got to stop. When you identify what you're doing to interfere with the greatest source of power that you have, just simply stop. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth, which will be the mechanism breathing to drop to center or to ease. Take that dis-ease and make it ease by stopping, not resisting, stopping, dropping by breathing. And then you can roll in the right trajectory of what you think you want at an accelerated way with less resistance, utilizing an omniscient, all-powerful source that you're always connected to and through. Rolling into what you want, who you can help, who can help you, and how best to get it done. Prioritizing what's important to you, not what's important to other people, what you don't want or what you're missing. In other words, no more, Khalil, searching for what you already have. No more, Khalil, searching for what you think is your why. Instead, apply it, because it's part and parcel of you at all times. Apply your why, my friend. Identify with the needs of the ego. What are you doing to interfere? I am all powerful. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. I am happy. What am I doing to interfere with it? You got to identify what you're doing, edging goodness out of your life, edging God out of your life, edging gold out of your life, E-G-O, the same mechanism that gets you up, gets you started, gets you back started, and gets you going, uses about 90% of your fuel like a rocket ship. The ego uses 90% of your fuel to lift you up out of fear, and then utilizing that same fear to identify the dissipation and dissolution of it so you can draw from inspiration, the greatest source of power that has ever existed, that runs through you, not only for you or to you, but through you for others. Khalil, please utilize the drop, stop, drop, and roll. Identify the ego. Identify it so you can get up and get up, back up, but also identify it so you can get there. Does that sound fair?
Brother, I'm crying, man. Yes. I'm crying. I have my face is full of tears. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Heart.